Synecdoche, from Wikipedia, the free online encyclopedia at wikipedia.org. A synecdoche, from the Greek synecdoche, literally simultaneous understanding, is a figure of speech in which a term for a part of something refers to the whole of something or vice versa. A synecdoche is a class of metonymy, often by means of either mentioning a part for the whole or, conversely, the whole for one of its parts. Examples from common English expressions include suits for businessmen, boots for soldiers, pars pro toto, and America for the United States of America, totum pro parte. The use of government buildings to refer to their occupants is metonymy and sometimes also synecdoche. The Pentagon for the United States Department of Defense can be considered synecdoche, as the building can be considered part of the department. Likewise, using number 10 to mean the office of the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom is a synecdoche. Definition. Synecdoche is a rhetorical trope and a type of figurative speech similar to metonymy, a figure of speech that uses a term that denotes one thing to refer to a related thing. Indeed, synecdoche is sometimes considered a subclass of metonymy. It is more distantly related to other figures of speech, such as metaphor. More rigorously, metonymy and synecdoche can be considered subspecies of metaphor, intending metaphor as a type of conceptual substitution, as Quintilian does in Institutio Oratoria, Book 8. In Lanham's Handlist of Rhetorical Terms, the three terms have somewhat restrictive definitions, arguably in tune with a certain interpretation of their etymologies from Greek. Metaphor, changing a word from its literal meaning to one not properly applicable but analogous to it, assertion of identity rather than likeness, as with simile. Metonymy, substitution of cause for effect, proper name for one of its qualities, etc. Classification. Synecdoche is often used as a type of personification by attaching a human aspect to a non-human thing. It is used in reference to political relations, including having a footing to mean a country or organization is in a position to act, or the wrong hands to describe opposing groups, usually in the context of military power. The two main types of synecdoche are microcosm and macrocosm. A microcosm uses a part of something to refer to the entirety. An example of this is someone saying that they need a hand with a project when they really need the entire person. A macrocosm is the opposite, using the name of the entire structure of something to refer to a small part. An example of this is saying the world when the speaker really means a certain country or part of the world. The figure of speech is divided into the image, what the speaker uses to refer to something, and the subject, what is being referred to. This type of reference is quite common in politics. The residence of an executive is often credited for the executive's action. A spokesperson of the Executive Office of the President of the United States is identified in "The White House announced a new plan to reduce hunger." References to the King or Queen of the United Kingdom are made in the same fashion by referring to today's official residence, Buckingham Palace. Worldwide examples include the Sublime Porte of the Ottoman Empire and the Kremlin of Russia. Sonnets and other forms of love poetry frequently use synecdoches to characterize the beloved in terms of individual body parts rather than a coherent whole. This practice is especially common in the Petrarchan sonnet, where the idealized beloved is often described part by part from head to toe. It is also popular in advertising. Since synecdoche uses a part to represent a whole, its use requires the audience to make associations and fill in the gaps, engaging with the ad by thinking about the product. Moreover, catching the attention of an audience with advertising is often referred to by advertisers as getting eyeballs, another synecdoche. Synecdoche is very common in spoken English, especially in reference to sports. The names of cities are used as shorthand for their sports teams to describe events and their outcomes, such as Denver won Monday's game, when it would be more accurate that a sports team from the city won the game. Kenneth Burke, 1945, an American literary theorist, declared that in rhetoric, the four master tropes or figures of speech are metaphor, metonymy, synecdoche, and irony. Burke's primary concern with these four master tropes is not simply their figurative usage, but their role in the discovery and description of the truth. He described synecdoche as part of the whole for the part, container for the contained, sign for the thing signified, material for the thing made, cause for the effect for the cause, genus for the species for the genus. In addition, Burke suggests that synecdoche patterns can include reversible pairs, such as disease cure. Burke proclaimed the noblest synecdoche is found in the description of microcosm and macrocosm, since microcosm is related to macrocosm as part to the whole, and either the whole can represent the part, or the part can represent the whole. Burke also compared synecdoche with the concept of representation, especially in the political sense, in which elected representatives stand in pars pro toto for their electorate. Examples. Parts referring to whole, pars pro toto. Referring to a person according to a single characteristic, gray beard, meaning an old man. Referring to a sword as a blade. Referring to a country by a particular part of that country, using England to refer to the United Kingdom or Holland to refer to the Netherlands. describing a complete vehicle as wheels, referring to people by a particular body part, for example, head count or counting noses, using tickling the ivories to mean playing the piano, since piano keys were historically made of ivory, describing a meal as a bite to eat. General class name that denotes a specific member of that or an associated class. I was interviewed by The New York Times. The government made a statement on the issue yesterday, referring to an account of an online service provider by the name of the provider. For example, send it to my Gmail or the official Twitter of the JAXA Hayabusa 2 Asteroid Explorer. Specific class name referring to general set of associated things. John Hancock used in the United States for the signature of any person. A genericized trademark, for example, Coke for any variety of cola or for any variety of soft drink, as in the southern United States. Band-Aid for any variety of adhesive bandage or styrofoam for any product made of expanded polystyrene. A Rube Goldberg or Heath Robinson contraption to refer to any machine that seems overly complicated or bizarrely constructed. Referring to material actually or supposedly used to make something. Brass for brass instruments or the shell casings of bullet cartridges. Lead for bullets, lead being the most common material to make bullets with. Cement for concrete, cement being just the binder in concrete. Armor for tanks. Paper for a journal article or newspaper. Pigskin for an American or Canadian football. Plastic for a credit card. Steel for a sword. Strings for string instruments. Threads for clothing. Tin for a container made with tin plating. Container referring to its contents. Barrel for a barrel of oil. Keg for a keg of beer. She drank the cup to refer to her drinking of the cup's contents. He hit the bottle to refer to his drinking large quantities of liquor. See also antonomasia, conceptual metaphor, figure of speech, hendiadys, holonomy, hyponymy, merism, meronymy, faulty generalization, list of fallacies, faulty generalizations, fallacy of division, symbol, totum pro parte, pars pro toto, and synecdoche, New York. This audio was recorded on June 17, 2019.